All right, we'll call to order the public hearing for Monday, July 23rd, 2018. Tonight's purpose of the public hearing is to hear public comment on the fiscal year 19 preliminary budget. So I'll go through a few pieces of the budget. A lot of this is going to be redundant for the council. A lot of it you've seen already before. But for the public's purposes, we wanted to make sure they had a full idea of what we were doing. As long as our multimedia works. Click it, would you? Maybe it's not. We waited too long.
Sorry, folks.
Thank you.
Do you want a copy?
Your patience. So for the public's purposes, we like to review what the purpose of the budget is. For the citizens, it gives you a picture of what our government operations and intentions for the year are. The council, obviously, is their policy tool and an expression of their goals and objectives. And then for the town management, we use it as an operating guide and control mechanism. This year, we used a somewhat new practice called zero-based budgeting. April was gracious enough to adopt this from Ravalli County and thought we should implement it here. We did so. We were wildly successful with it. I don't think we'd sit where we are today in the budget without this tool. So kudos to April for bringing that to us. Zero-based budgeting is a system where we don't necessarily provide them with last year's expenditures, the department heads, that is. We ask the department heads to start from zero and work their way from there, justifying each cost that they plan to incur. The timeline so far, this is basically through the process. Department heads, March through May, we send requests back and forth. Department heads give us give the administration requests. We'll say, yes, these are justified, or no, we need more information on this. It's bounced back and forth from finance to the department a couple of times, and then it's brought to you folks at the 5/21 budget workshop, where we reviewed the salary budget for all departments, expenditure budgets, and then we understood that we had a projected deficit in the general fund, and we corrected that by proposing a salary freeze and other measures to balance that budget. Then throughout the rest of the workshops, based on the work of the department heads and finance department, myself, we were able to correct that projected deficit and bring you a balanced budget on all counts. So the 7/16 budget workshop was the most recent workshop that the council conducted. Revenues and a final review of the capital expenditures and all budget changes were reviewed at that time. Again, we corrected that deficit that was projected and the salary freezes were lifted. And then the council went through the budget and their changes are noted in an attachment to the preliminary budget document, which we'll review. Tonight, the purpose of the hearing is to just receive public comment on the budget and then that comment will be noted and incorporated into the final budget document that will come before council on August 23rd. 13th, excuse me. To review our cash position for non-levied and levied funds, again, these figures are going to be based on the preliminary budget document that was published. It won't necessarily reflect the changes that the council made. However, those changes are incorporated into the document, and so you'll see where those changes were made at. Like on our non-levied funds, you'll notice that we're spending cash balances down in the lighting districts. So some of our lighting districts were not levying simply because we accrued a cash balance that exceeded the state allowance. So we're spending those down until we'll come back for assessments on those. There's a couple lighting districts that will see assessments. Levied funds, again, the only levied fund is the general fund, and this reflects the appropriations as presented at the last budget workshop with a surplus of $156. That's come up since the council's made their recommendations and changes into the budget. But we estimate to end with a cash balance of $281,426, which calculates out to approximately 44% reserve in the general fund, a healthy reserve. Reviewing the general fund further, again, these are the figures that were reviewed at the last budget workshop. You can see that 29% of our budget is police. Admin services add up to 13%. In fact, the rest of the bulk of our budget is split amongst fire department, public works, streets, recreation, court, etc. Our general fund revenue, you can see this is a 10-year analysis. Obviously, the 2019 bar is a projection of revenue, meaning it's our best guess at what revenue will be based on patterns. We saw a spike in 2018 in revenue, and that was due in part to the fire season. All of the fire money that was received from the helicopter operations at the airport went into the general fund first to pay expenses and then was transferred out. So that's why you'll see an increase in 2018's revenue in the general fund. The same goes for their appropriations. You'll see an elevated spike in 2018's appropriations. You'll also see an elevation in 2016 in due to a large transfer that came out of the general fund. Because our cash balance was too high in the general fund. So we transferred some money into capital improvement and among other funds. I think the airport was one of those to receive that. So you'll see the elevated appropriations that year. 2017 was a standard year, 2018 was the fire season, and then 2019 lower than the three in due to budget savings. Mr. Groninger.
In regards to your comment on the 2018 on the fire season, is the airport a standalone fund?
It is, but the operations of that specific operation were pulled out of were run through the general fund because of the fire department. The biggest expense out of that operation, that contract, was fire department personnel. And so we ran it all through the general fund, and then what was left over was transferred to the airport fund.
So even though the tankers, as far as the firefighting tankers, and they came in and out of the airport, had nothing to do with the fire department, how is that with the fire department, not with the general fund, or the standalone fund of the airport?
So any funding that was received due to the actual land use, aside from the fire department, was directed into the airport fund. But it did have everything to do with the fire department because we were obligated to staff a crew there 14 hours a day for fire protection operations. Meaning,
so instead of a split of accountability, as far as you took the whole thing and put it in the general out right. of instead of half and half or
because
percentage.
the feds reimbursed us wholly into the general fund. So then that transfer was reflected on the books to show that payoff because at the same time. We showed the transfer going into the airport fund, and then we showed the transfer coming back into the general fund to repay the debt service that they owed on the runway project.
And I'm sure you guys did and everything else, but we got approval for that as far as on recognition, as far as from the feds and the airport. And
mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. This chart here shows the general fund balance over the last 10 years. You can see where in 2015 that balance was too high, and in 2016 we transferred that funding out. And again, it kind of ebbs and flows, 2017 being a low year for us, but we've brought that back up, and you'll see the 2019 bar reflecting that 44% reserve. Wrapping up the general fund, revenue versus appropriations is $156 surplus on the mayor's proposed budget. After the council made their revisions to the general fund budget, the surplus increased to $3,293. Can you hit escape, Brady? Let us out of here. I just want to highlight a few pieces in the budget document, and then we'll take public comment on the budget. Bear with me. I just want to review the water and sewer funds. This shows the allocation of funds based on the entire town's operation. So a large portion of that shows being the water fund, and that's due in part because of the budgeted expense, $1.1 million for water storage. That was something that was included in the rate structure when the water rates were restructured. Now we have the cash in order to do that project versus bond financing it. So that's budgeted for this year, and that's why it makes up such a large portion of our operations. The general fund, next up there, it makes up 22% of the operation. So a lot of our services are provided through general fund, aside from water and sewer. Mr. Groninger.
In regards to you're saying water storage, is that for the tank that's proposed to put in?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
How much of that water storage, I noticed that you got 3% in there for gas tax money. Where's the gas tax money going?
Gas tax money is going towards the Third Street resurfacing project.
When's that going to take effect?
We don't know. It kind of depends on how it's phased out by HDR. We wanted to do the entire street in one chunk, but we weren't able to because we didn't have the cash balance and gas tax fund to do so. So we're trying to break it out into phases by blocks. And so we're trying to figure out how much we can get done this year.
What's approximately the value as far as on that 3% of the budget though? How much is the dollar value that the state's given us for gas tax money?
The normal gas tax money is like $34,000 a year. And then we have an additional gas tax, BARSA, they call it BARSA. That's when the gas tax went up last fall, we received that contribution as long as we designated towards a project.
So basically in the last 10 years, the gas tax money hasn't changed much?
No, it hasn't increased at all.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Water fund revenue, I just wanted to kind of just demonstrate this for you to show where the water fund revenues went or how we project them. 11, 12, and 13 were obviously where our increases took place. Our revenues have kind of changed based on people getting used to the rates and changing their watering habits and how much water they use. So we do expect water fund revenues to just be slightly down from last year. However, expenditures have been modified as such as far as regular operating expenses. The wastewater fund, their revenue continues to increase as well, and that's based on the rate structure. Their expenses also tend to increase. Again, here's the general fund expenditure kind of 10-year analysis. Our water fund, again, this is where that $1.1 million comes in. So it kind of skews the way the rest of the graph looks, but it does somewhat demonstrate where those projects took place. And same for wastewater fund expenditures. Mouse is jumping around here. Thank you. the last page, right, April? Yep, council's changes. So I want to review the changes that the council made. Let me zoom in on this just a little bit for you guys. There we go. By and large, a lot of their changes were an effect of the general fund, so we'll review those individually. Throughout the budget, primarily the council reduced the executive from what the mayor proposed to their changes was about half of that. The mayor's proposed salary was $20,000 and they reduced that to $10,000, gaining $2,250. They also made changes to their travel and training services in their budget, increasing the amount of travel they receive, as well as their per diem allowance. They also increased slightly in law enforcement services to the tune of $30, and reduced the public relations budget in law enforcement in anticipation of not running a levy. Utilities were increased by $300 to offset the cost of trash in the road and street departments. So an overall impact to the general fund budget of $3,137. Let's see. April, you're going to have to help me with the fund names here.
2310 is the 10 district.
Okay. So this, is, again, relates back to the mayor's honorarium. That effect there, you'll see total savings of $579 in the TIFID district. Building code enforcement, modifications were made there to increase, or rather reduce expenditures and increase the surplus to the tune of $860. Purchasing authority was given to the fire department suppression under their higher foundation grant. This was a grant received in relation to the fire season last year. They didn't spend it this year, and so we authorized they could expend that amount of $1,667. The water fund, again, the primary changes there accounted for the mayor's honorarium.
And that actually that $1,000 should not be employer contributions as professional services for concrete to fill those two wells.
Okay. So we decommissioned two of the wells in town as part of the water project, and so there's $1,000 there to pack those with concrete. Should not be, and again, that shouldn't be labeled employer contributions. In the sewer fund, again, those relate back to the mayor's honorarium, as well as in the airport fund. So the council's total changes with both give and take were $9,801 to the positive, which brought the total council's proposed budget to $2.857 million. At this time, we'll open the floor to public comment. The public can give it. Take their opportunity to comment on the budget. April will, and the clerk will take notes on public comment, and then those will be incorporated into the final document. So any public comment on the budget? Mr. Thomas.
Several of our meetings I've been talking about, one of the water's fund needs to be replaced. It's going to be right around $10,000 to replace that. You did put that in the budget. But that is replacement money that we've been collecting for years for equipment at the sewer plant, and we also have replacement money for the water system. That money is in CDs, so we have the money to do it. I just need your permission to go ahead and get that done.
Thank you.
I do have a question. With the CDs, are we going to get penalized if we're withdrawing them?
No, because we've got enough that are set to renew here in the next month or so
okay.
that we can cash those out rather than letting them roll.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Any further public comment on the budget? Mr. Groninger.
You made a comment as far as the council changed of your pay from $20,000 to $10,000. How did it double? if your pay beginning of this year was $10,000 roughly,
mm-hmm.
how to get to 20?
The $20,000 was a number that was used based on when Gene Minmack left office. And as Paul Eddington was mayor, that was a number that was in the budget as well.
Okay, but let me just clarify. Gene Minmack is not mayor, and Paul Eddington is not here either.
Correct.
So within this budget this year, how to go from 20? Who put that number in?
I put that number in.
Okay. Thank you, Council, for keeping it to 10.
Any further public comment? Okay. Hearing none, I'll enter. Oh, Mr. Motley.
So, in regards to the point that Pat was just making, I mean, the budgeted salary for the mayor was at 20. It was then reduced by the then sitting mayor, Paul Eddington, back because he had a full-time employment. And then when Paul left, Mayor Cruz came on board, also a full-time retiree, pensioned out guy. Said the headline remained the same, that for him it was all fine, as he was also trying to come up with a budget that worked. And that was the way that he used to help balance his budget, was by cutting back the salary of the then executive officer of the town or the mayor. So he basically essentially budgeted his balanced his budget off the back of the mayor's position. And then you've come in and you've proposed resuming that mayoral salary back up, and you're able to come up with a balanced budget with a budget surplus at that $20,000 level. However, the council saw fit, no, we're going to cut it back to the $9,000 or $10,000, whatever it is, $1,000 for whatever reason, because they felt that I guess that's what they needed to do. I would propose to the council that we establish a starting salary for the mayor that's actually a somewhat livable wage, and meet him at least somewhere in the middle down as a starting wage for this fiscal year, see where it all goes, and we can run another budget cycle again in the following year and go from there. I don't believe that any mayor's salary should be based upon performance. I think it should be set as what that job value really is valued to the town, and what we expect a mayor to come in at and be at, not necessarily performance-based salary number. Thank you.
Ms. Tadnick.
Well, I've lived here for 50 years and gone through many, many mayors. Many mayors. And I don't believe that a mayor's job in Stevensville, Montana, with the same amount of houses inside of the township should be a full-time position anyway. We don't need a full-time mayor. I don't know if Mr. Brodinger was a full-time mayor.
No, ma'am.
Thank you. I don't believe Lou Barnett was a full-time mayor. I don't believe that Mr. Meisner was a full-time mayor. Is there a reason why we need a full-time mayor on staff? We have not had one before. I mean, if we're creating a job because we've hired all these extra employees and everything, I think the town can run with these lovely ladies behind us and George down at the water plant. I don't believe that we need a full-time mayor, and the rest of them have jobs besides that. So when I worked at the hospital, we only got very minimal wages, which was like 25 cents an hour wage. We didn't get these huge wages because the hospital couldn't afford it. We as a town in Stevensville cannot afford it either. So, I mean, you're doing a great job, Brandon, but however, we need to keep this salary down and keep it in perspective.
Ms. Motley.
So, it's a $20 a week job?
At least, yes.
Are you being paid at least minimum wage?
No.
Then shouldn't the council at least pay minimum wage? To me, that would be fair, to pay at least minimum wage. Leslie just said that they were minimum wage and had a small increase. I think that the mayor's salary should at least pay minimum wage. My goodness, it's a lot of work.
Mr. Grunge.
A couple things. also both of you, I mean, you know, I got the utmost respect for you and what you guys' pieces, and also to, you know, to have Ms. Hedrick here. I've sat in that position before. That position's not about pay. That position's about honor. I enjoyed that position. I love that position. And you know what? I probably put in more hours than you now of just doing research on how to do that position. And the fact is when you or whoever tries to increase the fact of pay for your position, when we're talking about taking our police department and throwing it in the garbage to give it to the sheriff's office, that doesn't set well with me. You knew, or whoever knew, and I'm not pointing straight to you, but whoever knew, when you put your name on that ballot, you knew what the pay was. The question was here brought up, at the same amount as far as you had the entertainment of idea, and I believe you did, of not only the mayor's pay, but also your original pay that was in, that was set up and put forth by Mr. Minnick. Incorrect. That's an honor to sit at this table for the people of Stevensville, Montana. It's an honor to be able to decide and direct for the support of the people of Montana. Stevensville, Montana. You knew going in this what your pay was. When they decide that you deserve more, that's up to them. And it's up to the constituents of the town to educate them. Not for you to set. And it's for their payment, if they would need to be raised, it's up to the mayor and the people again to set, not as an individual. So, respectfully so, I mean, there's some people in this town that I disagree with, and there's a lot of people I agree with. And I mean, I will fight to my end for them. But the fact is, that table is an honor. It doesn't need pay. You chose it. You searched it. You went, it's just like Mr. Motley with the fire department. He should be making $100,000 a year for the fire department because of what he does. Saves lives. He saves people's homes. He gives people hope. You got the chief of police. Same thing. You are just an individual, that position, to answer to. So you know what? We should not have a question about imbalanced budget on the fact of safety, safety, and safety. Sorry, but you know something? I do it for free. Thank you.
Any further public comment on the budget? Okay, hearing none, I'll ask for a motion to adjourn. Ms. Holcomb.
I move we adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Public hearing is adjourned. We'll convene in 2 minutes for a council meeting.